It's time to break the silence. December 10, 2024. Truck drivers in South Africa belong to a profession defined by long hours, relentless pressure, and immense responsibility. Yet, one of the most pressing issues plaguing the industry remains shrouded in silence: the mental health of these drivers. As society becomes increasingly aware of mental health issues, truck drivers remain underserved, undersupported, and often left alone to grapple with the profound challenges of their profession. A recent survey in the UK by Geotab found that half of the country's lorry and van drivers felt uncomfortable seeking support from their employers for stress and other mental health concerns. South African drivers would likely echo these sentiments. In an industry steeped in pride, independence, and a just-get-it-done mentality, mental health conversations often feel taboo. But avoiding the subject comes at a high price for drivers, their families, and the companies that rely on them. The invisible weight of trucking. Driving a truck is more than a job. It's a lifestyle with unique challenges that often take a toll on mental health. The isolation of the road, coupled with unpredictable schedules and the constant stress of navigating tight deadlines, creates a breeding ground for anxiety and depression. Studies have shown that nearly 1 in 4 truck drivers globally report feelings of loneliness, a significant factor contributing to poor mental health. This problem is not just personal, it affects public safety. The Geotab study revealed that 90% of UK drivers believed that work-related stress negatively impacted the driving. Alarmingly, 97% said the risk of accidents had increased over the past 5 years. South African roads, already fraught with accidents, cannot afford an industry blind to the dangers of neglecting driver mental health. A lingering stigma. For many truck drivers, admitting to mental health struggles feels like admitting weakness, a perception rooted in societal stigma. The trucking industry, in particular, fosters a culture of toughness. While physical injuries are often met with sympathy and swift action, mental health concerns are frequently dismissed as personal issues. In South Africa, this stigma is amplified by the lack of workplace initiatives addressing drivers' mental health. Employers may claim to care about their workforce, but how many actively offer accessible counseling, stress management programs, or mental health resources? A striking 39% of UK drivers surveyed by Geotab rated their employers' support for mental health as poor. It's likely that South African drivers would provide a similar assessment. This silence costs everyone. When drivers feel unsupported, their mental health suffers, their performance declines, and their likelihood of staying in the profession diminishes. South Africa's trucking industry already struggles with way too many accidents on our roads. Drivers with untreated mental health issues can only exacerbate this crisis. Driving change. What employers must do. It's time for South African transport companies to confront this issue head on. Mental health is not a luxury or a personal burden, it's a workplace safety issue and a business priority. Employers must foster a culture that encourages drivers to seek help without fear of judgment or reprisal. Here are just some of the steps companies can take. Provide accessible mental health resources. Offer free or subsidized counseling services through employee assistance programs. Make these services confidential and promote them widely among drivers. Incorporate mental health training. Train managers to recognize signs of stress, burnout, or depression and respond appropriately. Drivers should also receive training on coping strategies for the unique challenges of the profession. Adopt new technology. Support systems that monitor driver wellness can alert managers to fatigue or stress levels in real time. Half of the drivers in the Geotab survey expressed interest in the use of technology to improve overall performance and well-being. These tools can be lifesavers. Encourage work-life balance. While trucking by nature involves long hours, companies can introduce more flexible scheduling and enforce adequate rest periods for drivers. A well-rested driver is a safer, more satisfied driver. Create peer support networks. Establish forums or peer support groups where drivers can share their experiences and challenges. Sometimes, talking to someone who understands the road's realities can make all the difference. Breaking the silence is good for business. Investing in mental health is not just the right thing to do, It also makes business sense. Poor mental health costs employers through increased absenteeism, reduced productivity, and high turnover rates. Half of the UK drivers surveyed said they had considered quitting because of work-related stress. South African employers must act now to prevent a similar exodus. Mental health initiatives also improve safety on the roads. Data from Geotab shows a decrease in miles driven before a collision, a worrying trend that aligns with rising stress levels. Supporting driver well-being directly translates to fewer accidents, lower insurance costs, and stronger reputations for safety-conscious businesses. Towards a healthier, safer future. The mental health of South African truck drivers is not just their concern, it's everyone's. Companies must break the cycle of neglect and stigma, ensuring that drivers feel valued and supported. This requires action, investment, and an honest acknowledgement of the challenges drivers face daily. As Christmas approaches, we are reminded of the human lives behind the wheels of heavy vehicles. The men and women who keep South Africa's economy moving deserve more than applause. They deserve tangible support. Let's start by listening to them, recognizing their struggles, and building an industry where mental health is a priority, not an afterthought. By addressing the mental health crisis in trucking, South Africa can lead the way in creating safer roads, healthier drivers, and a more resilient economy. Let's get moving, because when it comes to mental health, every kilometer counts.